I'm talking today with Barbara Dane, a jazz singer and a piece of Sonoma County history. She was involved in the battle to save Bodega Head and is returning to the scene of those days for a special event tonight. Barbara's on the phone with us from her home in the East Bay. What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm going to be performing with some incredible musicians. One of them is Tammy Hall, who is a pianist of unbelievable imagination and skill and passion. And the bassist is Ruth Davies, who often plays with Elvin Bishop, has played with blues and jazz people around here for years. And that's it, just the duo. It'll be a mixture of some blues that I wrote and some old blues, and the one about, of course, the battle for Bodega Head, and then some other songs about contemporary life. I think people will enjoy it a lot. I'm 87 now, so I have a big bag of songs in my head. But these days, I'm doing more storytelling songs, not so much belting the blues like I used to with the jazz band.
You're associated in some places, Folkways recordings and others, with a lot of topical or protest songs.
Yeah, because I'm interested in making sure that people get a glimpse of what's really going on. You can't find it very often in the newspapers anymore. The songs come out of people's lives and their experiences, you know, so you can trust the songs. At least I always find songs I can trust. And that's what I try to sing.
In the time of the Bodega Bay battle, beyond the song, were you involved in that campaign at all?
Well, I didn't go out there and pick it or anything because I was traveling a lot in those days. Also raising three children while I had a full-blown musical life going on. But musically, after that song got put together by Lou Waters, I sang it quite a bit around and other parts of the country, too. You know, that whole struggle was one of the first solid victories that you can count, and it really was a solid victory of popular understanding that the whole thing was going to be a terrible ecological disaster, a terrible human disaster, something you could never fix, no way to put it back if it ever did blow over there with an earthquake coming along right underneath it. It was a very inspiring moment because all those people in the area and the scientists coming together and stopping something that would have pretty much destroyed that part of the coast.
Well, it's great that you're coming up to help be part of the 50-year observation of that success, and I hope the show goes really well tonight. Thanks very much for taking time to talk with us.
All right. See you there. Well, don't forget to go to the exhibit first, by the way.